Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we just thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody on tonight with the Angels on Deck. And we just thank God. I'm telling y'all, it's just that was an awesome, awesome song of Sally. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome on what God is doing. And I just thank God for good music. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about just any old music, but music that, you know, that has some meaning to it of the Lord is what I'm saying. You know, you can listen to good music, but, you know, can you feel the anointing in it? Can you feel the power, you know, of the Lord? Is it saying a powerful message? That's what we, do on here, on the Angels of Melody. And we just thank God for all of our gospel artists all over the world that are a part of this great broadcast. We just thank God for you all on today and on this evening, rather, tonight, morning, wherever it may be in your countries. We just thank the Lord for what he is doing and how he is steady yet, as I always say, moving by his spirit, because he is doing something at every second, minute, and hour. We just thank the Lord. And so I just thank y'all for tuning in to the, like I said, the Angels of Melody with the Angels on Deck. And we just praise God for you all that are listening in tonight in all of Africa from A to Z. We want to say God bless to all of you that are in the UK, those that are in Italy and Switzerland, you name it, wherever you may be at. We just want to say God bless you on tonight. Those that's in Russia, we steady have more people tuning in Russia. I've gotten, you know, messages from Twitter, even on this Facebook, that Russia's listening in. Hong Kong, we just thank God for Brazil. I'm telling you, we just thank God for what he is doing. It's just awesome. And how God is just, you know, the Lord is just steady yet moving. And doing what he does best, and that is loving us and you know, reaching out over his people, and his fire is being felt, his power is being felt. And so we just thank the Lord for that on tonight and any other night. We just thank the Lord for what he is doing. And I just thank God for everyone here in America that are listening in on tonight. We just want to say God bless to you as well. We just thank God for your life. And I'm telling you, this is an awesome broadcast that's going to be tonight. We want to give a shout-out to Wow there in Nigeria, also to Jay Fine. We thank God for him and DeWitt, DeWitt Jeffrey, also Anton Music. Nino Jack Jr., we want to say God bless you on tonight. And so all of you that are listening in, we just thank God for you. And we've had a wonderful broadcast on last night, and we had we're going to have another one on tonight. And so we just thank the Lord. Tonight we have a wonderful broadcast, as I stated. We have gospel recording artist Cranston Ford there in Kingston, Jamaica. He's not a stranger to this radio at all. He was on before. It's been a while. It's been a while since he's been on with us. But we just thank God for him. And we want to give a shout out to all of you that are there in Jamaica, those that are in Barbados, Trinidad, Tobago. We just thank God for you on tonight. I'm telling you, it's just awesome of what God is doing. And so, like I said, I'm just excited about what God is doing and everything. I'm kind of like, choked up because of the simple fact it sounds like I'm you know, not getting my words out. Well, I am. You know, it's just that when I think about what's going on and what God is really doing, it's just, you know, it's mind-blowing. It really is. It's really mind-blowing. And so we just thank God. And so as I often say to all of you that are listening in on tonight, is to just be encouraged and just know that God is, you know, working it out for your good. Somebody is going through on tonight, and you needed to hear that God is working it out for your good. And so we just thank God for that, knowing that he is working it out for our good. And so right now, I'm trying to get my songs ready before we click on our guests, because we have a couple of a few selections here. But we're going to click him on. Y'all pray for this system here, because it seems like it does a lot of freezing, you know, freezing up and messing up, and you can't get stuff going. And I'm like, oh, wow, I'm trying to turn on our guest mic and stuff is freezing up. Hold on, Cranston, I'm going to get to you in a minute. I'm trying to wait for this thing to unfold and whatever it's doing. I don't even know what it's doing. But and I don't want to have to shut down and come back on. I don't want to do that. So y'all pray for me. We just plead the blood, you know, of Jesus on this.
Hello.
Equipment. All right, we got you on now. Right.
Yes, I'm
yes,
here.
I'm telling you, this thing be messing up this system. I don't know what's going on, brother. For the past, I want to say, few days, I've been having problems with this system. I don't know why it be doing that, but, you know, it won't let you turn the mic on or play a song. It just, like, freezes for a minute, and then everything goes back into focus. But we thank God we got you now.
We thank God that we're here today. Yes, yes.
Yes, it's so good to hear your voice. It has been a while since you've been on this radio. I want to say, when was it? Oh, wow.
It was early
it?
On in the year. I think it's about, say, March, thereabouts, of this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was a while.
Yeah. But I've been up and around, you know, trying to really spread the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen.
Yes, yes.
Well,
and we were in Canada a couple of weeks ago, ministering to the folks there in Canada, and then I came back, went to the Cayman Islands, ministering the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, spreading the word, because remember I was telling you the last time we were there that the album itself didn't just come out because we wanted an album. The album came out of us experiencing God in a way like we've never did before. We actually saw God doing miracles and seeing angels, you know, telling us which way to go and what direction to take, you know, and it's so overwhelming. I mean, I was in the Cayman Islands, and while we were ministering, the Lord spoke to us about a brother who had balls all over his body, and we invited him up. And the Lord said, told us that he wanted to heal him, and immediately in the service he was healed. There was a lady who had fulgurites, and the Lord delivered her in the services. So great things have been happening. Because I'm sure you felt the anointing from the songs that, you know, you had there, how powerful it is. Because some of the songs really came out of that spiritual experience, eh?
Wow, yes. Oh, wow. I'm telling you, that's awesome. That is awesome. What I'm going to do, brother, I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself. I know I already introduced you, but reintroduce yourself and where you're from. And then I want you to talk about this wonderful music that I have, you know, of yours. I see we got Oh Lord, we give
you glory.
Oh Lord,
we give you glory. And then we have unconditional worship.
Unconditional worship,
right.
Yeah. So,
right.
Yeah, so once you introduce yourself and where you're calling from, talk a little bit about these two great songs we're going to hear tonight.
Will do, will do. Praise the Lord to all our listening guests from all over the world. My name is Cranston Force from Kingston, Jamaica. We minister, we sing all over the world. The songs that you'll be hearing tonight are two songs from the album Unconditional Worship, which is available on CD Baby. What we do, the song Unconditional, Oh Lord, We Give You Glory. Many times we sometimes sing and we say we praise God, but we're really not giving Him glory, because sometimes not even His name is mentioned in our songs anymore. And we sometimes take the glory from God ourselves and give it to ourselves. So the song is talking about Him, talking about what He's doing, because the psalmist encourages us to speak of His wondrous work. So we do, in the song, it is a song of encouragement to give Him glory, because there is power when we give Him glory. When we give Him glory, it's impossible for us to give God glory and He doesn't act. Eh? So that's one of the things the song says. The other one, Unconditional Worship, speaks of not just talking about us singing worship songs, but really unconditional worship. We should worship Him regardless of how we feel and the situation we're in. Because if our worship is dependent upon a condition, then it's not true worship. Because our worship must become now a lifestyle. And so this song speaks about us placing our lives before God at the altar. You know, like Jacob did with Isaac, he placed him on the altar. Because the Lord said, I am my son going up to what? To worship. And his worship was a sacrifice. So our worship must really be a sacrifice. And if it's not a sacrifice, and if it's not costing us something.
That's right. Wow. That's awesome. I don't know what's going on here now. I think he's hung up or something. His call has dropped, but he'll call right back. These things do happen when you do radio. You know, it just seemed like, I don't know, it just seemed like that happened. Phones drop, lines drop, but he'll be calling right back. But I'm telling y'all are in for a treat. This brother is awesome. I thank God for his life. I really do. I thank the Lord for his life. And I just can't wait. His name, once again, those that might be just clicking on and listening in, we have a great guest with us on tonight, Cranston Forbes there in Kingston, Jamaica. And we just thank God, and we're going to hear words from him, and we're going to hear his great music, and then we're also going to hear great music from many artists around the world as well on tonight. And I'm telling you, I just thank God. So we're still waiting on him to call in. But I just want to say this. On next week, we're going to be having the names listed for the top 12 countdown. We will be having that going on for the top 12 countdown. All of the artists, our 12 artists for this month that we will be having it live on radio. A lot of you know we had three winners. We have Divine being our second there in Nigeria. We have the third. Third was Uzama, and our first. We also had our first place winner. No, our first place was Divine. That's right. That's right. And then it was, Uzama was our first place. Something wrong with me. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me tonight. It was Uzama that was our first place. I Live to Worship. Then Divine and Adaga. That's right. I got to get it together here. But we just thank God, you know, for him steady yet, just doing what he does. And God is just doing it. I'm telling you, he's full of surprises. And it just don't get no better than that. And so what I'm going to do then, while we're waiting on our brother to call back, because we're waiting on him to call back, why don't we go to one of the songs that he has called, it was Highest Praise, okay? And we're going to listen to that, and hopefully after that song, he will be back on with us. So this is Cranston Forbes in Kingston, Jamaica, and Highest Praise. All right, all right. That was Creston Forbes. A lot of y'all heard him just call in. I don't know what went on, but he has not called back. It was like his phone just dropped. So he hasn't messaged me. He hasn't messaged me back yet. So we're just going to keep on with the program, just in case he calls back in. We'll click him on. If not, we're going to keep it moving. But I will do this. I will play the two songs that we were going to play, whether he's on here or not. That's just how I am. I'm not like that. You have some people where the artist is gone off the air, they'll go on and play some other stuff. No, no, no. We thank God that, you know, I'm praying that whatever went on, that he can make it back on. But if he don't, you know what I'm saying, at least his music was heard, because that was the plan, and I'm not like that. So we thank God for Creston Forbes there in Kingston, Jamaica. He has two great songs that I have really the honor to play on tonight before the nations, before all of you tonight. And the first one that I'm going to play is called "Oh Lord, We Give You Glory." And that's what he was talking about before it even went off. And right after that song, hopefully he may be back on the line. If not, then we're going to proceed to the second song of his, which is "Unconditional Worship." I'm going to tell y'all, you know what? I was talking to Shagan Obey recently. Y'all know he's a gospel recording artist from Nigeria, but he's visiting here in the States. And he's going to be on the radio with me Tuesday, as a matter of fact. And what happened is we were talking, and I was telling him what came to me the other, you know, a few days ago was, you know, our worship, you know, It was like the overflow of worship. And then I look at this and I see it saying unconditional worship. And I'm like, wow, you know, this is deep. So right now we're going to play "Oh Lord, We Give You Glory" by Creston Forbes. And hopefully he will make it back to the phone lines. We will play his other song, "Unconditional Worship." So right now we're going to "Oh Lord, We Give You Glory."
I'm gonna listen. It's a higher praise. It's a higher praise. As I stand in this place, Lord, I seek your face.
Surrender my life. Worship.
I want to hear you call my name. I want to hear.
Wow, we thank God. I'm telling you, that's powerful. Powerful. Christian.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Brother. Wow, those songs took us there tonight. I'm telling you. Wow. I really, we were really blessed by the music on tonight. You know, when you went offline, I played
yes.
Highest Praise. So all together, they heard three
yes.
songs. Yeah, so
praise
I Jesus. Played Highest Praise.
I very much
praise.
Apologize for getting off. The rain is falling here in Jamaica, and sometimes we lose connection. Because it's rainy. This is a rainy month here in Jamaica, so we do have
okay.
a lot of depression, tropical depression, as you would call it.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Well, you know what? It was like that earlier in Nigeria. It was a lot of artists
yes.
there in Nigeria were saying that it was raining and the connections were bad. Some people could listen in to the broadcast earlier, some couldn't. So, and it's like that here
yes.
in America. It's like that here in Detroit.
Yes, yes.
When it's
yes.
raining and
yes,
stuff
yes.
going on, my phone be acting up, you know, cutting off and
yes.
stuff. Internet might go in and out, so that's anywhere. But we still had your back, brother, still, even though you,
praise
you know,
Jesus.
We were waiting on
praise
your call,
Jesus.
I still kept the music going. And I just thank God, since you had got cut off, and I know we played the songs already then, can you talk about,
yes, yes.
Oh, Lord, We Give You Glory, and then Unconditional Worship.
Unconditional Worship, right. The whole Lord We Give You Glory came out one day. I was in prayer because one of the things I find out a lot is a lot of singers who say they do gospel don't spend enough time, first of all, to read the word and to really be in seclusion with the God that they say they serve. And sometimes
yeah.
what we do just get is an emotional kind of songs which speaks just to the emotion. And I was praying one morning and I said, Lord, I don't want to write songs that just deal with the emotion, because after you've dealt with the emotion, they're left empty. And if you're not careful, spirits do attack them because they have to be filled. So we want songs that pass the emotion and bring to them a consciousness of their desire. So the song, Oh Lord, We Give You Glory, wanted now not just to just praise God from the lips, but praise him from the attitude. You know, one of the things I find happening today, many Christians have not been seeing the works of God. And because they have not seen the works of God, where people sick are being healed, lame are being delivered, then they just have a head knowledge and say, yeah, man, God does it. But the Bible did say that greater works shall we do in our time. So we have everything that God is inside of us. But what has happened is that our faith has been weaned. I was in another place this Sunday, and I was telling them about how God really one a lady who was pregnant, and the doctor gave up hope for her and the child, and they asked for us to pray for her, and we prayed, and simply praise the Lord, deliver her from the and the baby, and just out of the blue, the Lord gave us the confirmation that by the following Wednesday at 2 o'clock she will have the baby and she was fine. And they called us the following week to say the same time that we said it, that Wednesday at 2 o'clock she had her baby. People are
wow.
afraid to see the works of God. So that's what the Oh Lord, We Give You Glory speaks of. Then the other one, Unconditional Worship. God wants us to worship him without condition. If we put a limitation and a condition on our worship, then we really truly have not begun to worship. We must worship him because of who he is and not because of what he can give us. And most of us, you hear that, oh, come on, worship God because you'll get your blessing. It's more than just that. Yes, you'll get your blessing. But can you worship me because you love me and because of who I am? So that is where we try to take the songs from. And then we want to see more of God. Moses said, Lord, I know I've done all of these miracles and the 7 plagues, but I want to see more of you. And the Lord said, you can't see me face to face. But he said, Lord, I want to see your glory. And God carried him up into the mountain and said, okay, I will pass my backside. But just by seeing the backside of the Lord, the glory was so much on his face that he had to cover himself from the children of Israel because they couldn't manage such a glory.
Yeah.
We have the glory of God in us. but we have not allowed that glory to be magnified and to be operational in our lives, and that's what we're trying to bring to the folks. Let us know, see, have everything that God is and what He can do be magnified in our lives.
That's right. That
Amen.
Is right.
Yes, yes.
That's right. I'm telling you, these songs are, and you know, just like you said, it's a lot of people. Like you said, don't take the time out to read or to really get into
yes,
them. All they do
yes,
is
yes.
just write and sing. That's all.
And what I studied at Berklee Music College in Boston, and I see this. You're taught how to write. You're taught how to write songs and make it present and contemporary for the time. And you're taught how to sing, and you're taught how to play. But for a person who wants to be a minstrel and a Levite, you have to dig in the Word and to know the God. Just imagine, how can you sing about somebody who you really haven't known and explored? Eh? I can talk about a Barack Obama, but if I really don't have an inside knowledge of him, just by what you read and the thing, Jesus wants us to have more than just a knowledge of him. He wants us to know him in every aspect of his of what he is. But not many people and not many singers and gospel musicians are designed such a thing, you know.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes.
That's
so
right.
That's what we're trying to help. Yes, yes.
So what
Praise
would you
God.
Say to those that's out there that want to know what is worship? In your own words, what is worship all about?
Oh, okay. No, there's a different aspect to worship than how we look at it. And it's after studying the Word and understand. First of all, persons who are desirous to really worship God, I have to understand that worship songs are not just are songs that will help you in your worship experience. Amen? Because the person who write it had an experience and wanted you to experience what it is. But true worship has to deal with a lifestyle and a life that is killed and desired to be in the likeness of God. So that's why the Bible says we should be in His likeness. No, just imagine a person who is an ambassador for a country, he has to behave and dress, and everything that he does represents that country. Agree?
Yeah.
We here, the Bible said, are ambassadors for Christ. So by our lifestyle, it should represent Christ. And that is what gives him glory. That's what gives him real worship. Because then our lives become nothing else. And we are put in the back burner, and He is exalted. And then He says, if I be lifted up, then I will do the drawing. If He be lifted
That's
up,
right.
God will be a debtor to no man. So, you know, but if you do go into it just for the glory, yes, some people do it and get it, but you realize that after a while, they will tell you that their life is a wreck. But if you do it so that God get the glory, then He will exalt you. Amen.
That's right. That's
yes.
right. Amen to that. Amen to that.
Praise God.
I don't
God.
Know
Praise
if
God.
Anyone can say it any better than that, but that's true. That is
yes,
true.
Yes,
and I just thank
Praise
God,
God.
For you, brother, being on again with us tonight, that you were able to call in and be a part of this broadcast talking about worship, and not only that, but hearing the awesome music that God has put in you.
God has
it's just awesome.
And I must say to you too, thank you for making this available for all of us to share. You know, not many people would allow the non-name gospel artist, so to speak, who is not on the mainstream radio, an opportunity to get their music out. But you have dedicated your life to do such a thing, and that's an awesome ministry that you have. And on behalf of all the other persons who we have played in months and years gone by, we want to say thank you for making yourself available to help us as we carry the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ together.
Amen. Now, you know what, brother? You said something where you said you thank God for this platform for allowing the no name artist. Now, when you said that, it brought back some memories when God called me to this. What I want to say is when you said the no-name artist, I remember that when God first gave me this platform, he told me, he said, this platform was not just for me to be heard, but he said it was for all the nations to be heard. That's what he told me.
Yes,
it was for everyone to be heard. So when you said that, it really touched me deeply because of the simple fact to others, maybe your name may not mean, you know what I'm saying, great maybe to others. They might say, oh, I don't know Cranston Forbes, or I don't know this person, I don't know that person. But God is making y'all name great. He's making y'all name a household name. And that's I thank God for, because I know what he's saying and what he has said is coming to pass. So through this media and through the media of others, many people shall know who Cranston Forbes is. Many shall know who this person and that person and who this artist is. And that artist, because of the simple fact, I know that, you know, you all are going to be heard beyond your place of state. But I know that your name will be known in other nations. And I've been praying because I told the Lord, I said, all of this great music that's going on these airwaves, I said, God, this music has to be sold in our stores. I'm praying and looking for God that your music will hit stores here in all of America, in the States. Just like Kirk Franklin and Donnie McClurkin and all these other people.
I
know that God is going to have your name the same way. It's already,
he will.
It's already done.
It's like
already
it
done. You already know.
Tongue. Yes, it's already done. Yes, it's already
done. And so I just thank God. All I thank God is that he's going to complete this work that he has started.
Yes,
I know he's going to do it. He's going to complete the work. And I look forward to meeting you one day, Cranston.
Yes.
I
look forward
really
coming
look forward.
Into Michigan. Yes, I'm looking forward to coming there. We'll just plan it and I'll be there. I'll be in Miami sometime later in probably December or early February. So I'll call you and we probably can fly over to Michigan.
Amen. And when you do that, we got to connect you with the Hattons and everything and everybody here. Here in Detroit, and I just thank, like I said, I just thank God. I'm also blessed by the videos that you post up. The videos I see at your church. Awesome and powerful. Oh my God, it's just so awesome.
God is doing a work here in Jamaica.
I know he is. Oh my God, I know it. Don't I know it?
Hallelujah. I know you know
yes,
it.
Yes, he is doing it, and I thank God. I thank God for you once again. You are an awesome brother, and I just thank God that you took your time to call in on tonight and was able
to
be a part of this broadcast. So if you want to, brother, you know you're welcome to continue to keep listening in
I will keep listening, yes. But I know you have other guests and I want them to have another chance to talk with you. So I will come off the air and listen to you online. All right? May the Lord Jesus bless you and bless all the other ministers who are coming on to speak with you too.
Well, there's nobody else coming on tonight. I'm just going to be playing music. It's no one else. Yeah, it's not that I know of. I don't know if anybody on the class they call in. Yeah, you're right. We never know who can call in. You don't know because it's been like that before where I didn't think anybody was calling in. I had a few artists that had called in and said they were listening in to the broadcast and they just wanted to call and just say hi. You know, so you're right.
You never know.
But
you
when you listen in online, you're going to hear some great music.
We'll do, great lady. The Lord Jesus bless you.
All right, bless you too. All right, bless you too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right. So we thank God, you all, for our brother. That was our brother, Cranston Ford. We thank God for him on tonight all the way in Kingston, Jamaica. And we look forward to having him back with us real soon. Amen. And so now we're going to go to Nigeria. And we got a great some songs, some requests here that I'm going to play. We thank God for our brother Wild there in Nigeria, and we want to give him a shout-out on tonight. We want to give Tunde a shout-out as well, because it was him that introduced us and connected us together, and it was a great connection. So we just thank God for our brothers on tonight. And right now we're going to go to a couple of great songs of our brother Wild. Make Nigeria Great is one of them that is rocking the charts for real right now. And then we're going to go on to another song of his. And then right after that, we're just going to keep this thing moving on along on the night with our great music from around the world. So here we go with our brother Wild and Make Nigeria Great.
With a little bit of patience, with a little bit of honesty, faith in our country, with a little self-respect, with a little bit of loyalty, with a little bit of doing the right thing, supporting the right thing in our country. If we be a better people, we will make a better country. Yeah, yeah. Every parent teach your children what it means to be a great Nigerian day.
Awesome God.
Wow, that's a beautiful song. I'm telling y'all, very, very beautiful. I have a quick message before that was Soul Tune. Before we go into another song of his called Beautiful, I just have a message for you all that are listening in right now. Our brother, left a message saying to tell you all to, I'm trying to get to it right now. This, I'm telling y'all, this thing just seemed like it just be wanting to mess up. Okay, I got it. Our brother Wild there in Nigeria left a message to all of you listeners all over the world. He said to tell you to be steadfast in faith because God never fails. And that is just so true. That is so true. He will never fail us. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. I just thank God on tonight for what he's doing. It looked like, you know, this night then turned into a night of worship. I'm serious. I know we're going to hear some music from DJ Jesus Beats on tonight, but it looked like, you know, before we get to him on tonight, it just, you know, we just going with the flow. And I'm just enjoying it because I'm feeling the peace of God. I was in some pain because y'all know I had this surgery, and I've just been going back and forth with a lot of soreness and stuff, but I just had some critical pain a few minutes ago, seriously. And listening to these worship songs is just really blessing me, and it's soothing the pain. Seriously, I haven't even took a pain pill yet, but the songs are soothing me. And I just want to say, Lord, I thank you for that, you know, for the healing hand that's touching me right now, that's calming this pain down. I just thank the Lord, you know, for it. And so right now we're going back to Soul Tune. You already heard my all. This last one of his is called Beautiful. And then right after that, we're going to keep it going.
Hey, Soul Tune. Yeah, Trish on the beat.
Love is so beautiful.
Awesome. That was our brother Soul Tune there in Nigeria. I'm telling you, with my all and beautiful. And we want to give him a shout out on tonight. We thank God. The Lord is beautiful. His love is beautiful. And we just so grateful for that song. We're going to go over into Uganda on tonight to a sister named Sherilyn. And she has a great song called Excuses. When I heard this, I was like, oh my God, this got to play. So we thank God for Uganda on tonight. We're going to play Sherilyn in Excuses.
Hey,
Sister got it going on there in Uganda, don't you? I'm telling you, I love that excuses, and we have a lot of them, don't we? I'm telling you, sometimes God be saying something, and we just come up with these excuses, and he is not pleased with that. We got to come from these excuses, and when God tells us to do something, we got to do it. Whether we like it or not, we got to do it. Seriously, it pays to be obedient. You know, when we're obedient, when we walk in obedience, I told someone this the other day, I said, faith pays our bills. Somebody looked at me like, wow, what are you talking about? What I meant by when we have faith and when we be obedient, God gives us the check. Okay, what do I mean by that? Whatever we need, God will give it to us. I'm telling you, these last few days, you know, since that surgery, it's been kind of rough. Seriously, I've been needing different things. You know what I'm saying? And you know people, they call and they check on you and they say if you need something and then you can say it and you don't even, you know, hear from them. You know what I'm saying? But I want to tell you something. God proved to me that it's not about people's word, because people's word, you can't depend on that. If you depend on what somebody say, honey, you will be sitting back bald-headed and looking cross-eyed. Seriously. if we depend on people's word, oh, my God, we will be jacked up. Seriously. So I thank God because, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, that he has been watching over me. Seriously. And even though it's been kind of rough, but God has been there. He's been there for me. If I said he wasn't, I'd be a liar. But I'm here to tell you that God has been there for me. And I thank him for that on tonight. And, again, we want to give a shout-out to Sherilyn there in Uganda, all of our Uganda and Kenyan family, Nigerian, Ghanaian, all of Africa. We thank God for you on tonight. And right now, we're going to go back into Jamaica. We got a brother. I call him my little brother. Jason, and he has a song out called Sold Out, and we got to be sold out to the Lord. Seriously, we really do. And I thank God for this song. So here we go with Jason and Sold Out.
Rolando Blake. In beer, the cars, we sing the bars to show them. We got no fear. Who God did it? Who God did it? Who God did it? Who God did it? Jiu-jitsu. Friendship with the world are enmity we got, so you know say the world I gon' miss you. We sold out, and just to emphasize it, to me pan the inside, say me sold out. Me coming like Moses during hurricane season, completely sold out. Them people know that we sold out, them people know that we sold out. Me say true to the kingdom, all everything, so you know say me sold out. Them people know that we sold out, them people know that we sold out. Sold out, spiritual warrior. Sin can't save, I'm a basic carrion. Me believe in the brother Jesus, I know it's craft, so me not pass a like carrion. Cling to God like he's a carrion. Now go see me go on bad, now carrion. Him die on the cross for 3 days later, so him legacy me carrion. Sold out, them people know that we sold out. Them people know that we sold out. Me say true to the kingdom, all everything, so you know say me sold out.
storm into a sin where you have can't fit me. And when the enemy rise up against me, I look to you, but no call me no witness. I'm a witness to everything that comes from me, mouth of Jesus Christ strictly. So wave your hands if you're witness, put them quickly. Them fi know that we sold out, them fi know that we sold out, them fi know that we sold out. Me say true to the kingdom, all everything, so you know that we sold out. Them fi know that we sold out, them fi know that we sold out. Me say true to the kingdom, all everything, so you know that we sold out.
God that I'm moving the way what I'm saying.
Wake you up,
wake you
up, wake you up,
wake you up. God is not love, it's not love. God is not good, he is goodness. God is not great, he is greatness. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Why the love you have for me, the things where you did do, I don't deserve this love. When you poor dead father, oh, many poor dead God, oh, many sins.
Yeah.
right here.
My thing.
This is my favorite right here. by DJ Jesus B.
Tell me what you see when I pass by. Shadow, a cloud, or a light in the sky. Am I getting it wrong or am I getting it right? Well, all I can say is one step at a time.
Wow, we want to give out a shout-out to Jesus Beats. I'm telling you, DJ Jesus Beats there in Carolina, South Carolina. We thank God for him. I've been playing quite a bit of his beats on here. I'm telling you, I'm trying to mix it in. You know, I play a lot of gospel mixes from, you know, in Africa and all of that, and from Barbados and in Jamaica and all of that. So I be trying to switch it up and let y'all hear what happens here in the States. And so I'm telling you, I thank God for DJ Jesus Beats. He definitely is doing it. I would love, because I'm a DJ myself, they call me Angel on Deck, and I would love to mix music, what I got, into what he got. Oh, my God, it would be danger. It would be danger to the devil's ears. I'm telling you, my God. But we just thank God for all of you that have tuned in on tonight. I want to give a shout-out to my brother, Pradance, there in Nigeria. We thank God for him tonight. Again, to Jason there in Jamaica, Cranston Forbes, we thank God for him. We've heard some wonderful music of Soul Tune, Natri, Victor. Also, we heard a group Difference there in Nigeria singing Yahweh. And then we had our sister, Sherilyn. And I'm telling you, just all of the great gospel music we heard on tonight was just awesome, and I thank God. And we will be on tomorrow early in the day, like we were today. Links will be posted. Click on Listen In. If you miss it, you can always click on and listen in later. The broadcasts are never erased. So once again, we just thank God for all of y'all, and I'm just going to say have a blessed night, a blessed day, morning, wherever it is in your nation, your country. We just want to say have a blessed one. And always remember that God loves you and the angel of melody loves you too. And taking us off the air, we got a great gospel mix that y'all gonna like. All right. And we just thank God for it. So once again, God bless you all. Have fun. Enjoyed you all. Love you deeply. Have a good one.
Amen, amen, blessings and glory. We